anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fee. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
There's no better time than now to join the Prattville Country Club, now accepting new members with a limited-time membership special. Prattville Country Club is a private club offering a challenging 18-hole golf course, pro shop, full-service restaurant, fitness room, and a seasonal pool with the area's coolest water slide. For information about affordable memberships and limited-time membership specials, or to schedule a tour of the club, please contact their general manager, Tony Del Mastro, at 334-491-4096, or find them at the Prattville Country Club. Club.com.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Cornhole, or Drano. When a bag falls in the hole, worth 3 points. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. Trading blame for a crisis at the border.
Most illegal immigrant families and minors from Central America who arrive unlawfully at the border cannot be detained together or removed together. Only released.
President Trump saying inaction by Democrats led to the policy of separating immigrant children from their parents.
There are so many obstacles to legislation, and when the president can do it with his own pen, it makes no sense.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. NBA player Sterling Brown suing the city of Milwaukee after police used a stun gun during his arrest for a parking violation.
Police body cam shows officers approaching, talking to him, and instructing Brown to remove his hands from his pockets.
Take your hands out of your pockets now! Taser!
Brown alleges excessive force and unlawful arrest.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Fox News. We report, you decide.
56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Who put that in the...
That sounded pretty beautiful to me.
Amazing night.
Yes. Gee. Well, we can let it go this one time. Actually, I did that for you guys.
Well, thank you.
We're not anti-Auburn. God, if I really had it in my heart to hate Auburn, I have too many people that could kill me. My doctors. And actually, you know, as I've said many times, my pang for Alabama goes back to Miami many years ago when Bob Hammer and I became friends, and he would regale us with stories of Bear Bryant and what was going on, and how Bear Bryant confronted him and said, "Hey, I don't let Miners play on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much challenged Bob, you know, to grow up. And he did. Went on to become an All-American and then an All-Pro for the Dolphins. And why he's not in the Football Hall of Fame, I have no idea. First of all, he lasted almost 11 years at nose tackle, which is a tough, tough position. And he was one of the best out there. And how he has missed the Hall of Fame, I don't know. I can't figure that one out. Brant McDonald in the house with us. Barbara on the phone. Hi, Barbara.
I just want to say this has been the best program of the whole wide year. Between Trey Gowdy and that last bit you just played, it has made my day. And I also want to tell you that I had dinner at Baumhauer Saturday night and lunch at Baumhauer Sunday afternoon.
Well, now
I love Baumhauer.
You still got to do breakfast, which you can do downtown between 7 and 10, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing there to eat is the wing sampler.
Ooh.
And normally I go with either my grandson or my son, and we share the wing sampler and the Royal Rooster sandwich. And we don't deviate. We don't go that often because we live in Prattville and we don't have a Baumhauer here.
You may.
But that's just standard when we go in there. So
I know he's thinking about adding two more restaurants to his group here in
Alabama. Oh, I hope so. I hope he does in Prattville.
Because I think Prattville would easily support.
Yes, sir, in a heartbeat.
How many stores does he have in total?
I know he has one in Mobile.
I think he's got 11.
And he's got one in Daphne.
Yeah. Actually, there's a second one opening in Mobile. And he's got a... This is something we should do. We should get crazy and charter a comfortable bus or something and all go down and have dinner. In fact, it was voted one of the 10 best views from any restaurant in America. It's about 20 stories up a building in Mobile. I can't remember the name.
Cool.
Emily would know in a heartbeat.
Well, like I said, I've been to one in Mobile and the one in Daphne. So
it's right across from
I'm a Baumhauer fan, can you tell? And I'm an Auburn fan and a Trey Gowdy fan and a Joe and Greg fan.
I appreciate that.
What about me?
What
and
about
you too. I don't have enough money, though, to really be interested in a lot of what you do, but it sure does sound like you're a mighty, mighty smart man.
Let me just say this, and thank you for the call. For those of you listening, and I used to think this way, too, in Miami, and it probably cost me a ton of money because there was a news talk station down there that had a financial guy that was on daily, and I'd listen to it and think, well, this is not relevant to me. I'm not rich. What do I care about the market and all this stuff? The thing is, if I had thought ahead and thought in, if I start putting away a few dollars now, and this is what I try to tell whippersnappers like young Joey here, that if you can just set aside something on a regular basis over time, it can turn into an amazing amount of money.
Yep.
And just having somebody like Brandon, I mean, it was great. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have done the dumbest possible choice when I got that pension from nowhere. That was the weirdest thing. 32 years had passed since I last worked for this company. And I get a note from the wife of a former coworker who said, hey, apparently they had us in some kind of enrolled in some kind of pension thing, and Wayne, her husband, signed up, got a benefit. He said, it's not a ton of money, but it's better than nothing. So I looked in to see if I was eligible, and I was. So I did all the paperwork, and then they sent back a thing with all these choices. And I gave it to Brant, and I'd say, I have no idea which one of these is the best. And it took him like 2 minutes to say, this is the one that guarantees you the most money. And that's the one I picked.
Yeah.
And then even the whole thing was so surreal that something like that could, because those things always happen to other people, not me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm known for being able to turn $20,000 in cash into change for a dollar really quick. that's my history with money. But even in a situation like that, when you have to make a decision, it's great to have a guy like Brant a phone call away to say, I just got a very disheartening text. I turned off the radio when you played the Auburn bit. I'm back now. To be fair, you should play the last play of the national championship game. Okay. I'll be fair. I'll get it. I'll make Brant and Joey sit and listen to that. You guys don't mind, do you?
No, I can I can endure it.
Because I don't want people to stop listening. I think that's Alabama beats Clemson, right? Wasn't that the last national championship?
Or the Georgia game last year.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, for money advice, there's nobody better than you, but sometimes I know a few things. And if you need somebody to do the... See, we got a nice house, and I love chasing my mower around and cutting the grass, but the rest of it, the edging, the bush sculpting and all that, no thanks. I see that, and I see heart attack, especially in this heat. So I found, and this also through Baumhauer's. John Cato and his wife Melissa were there having dinner one night. They just came to join the Wednesday night crowd, and we got to talk, and I said, hey, I think I'd like you to come over and give me an estimate on some things, because I really, really don't want to have to do this work. And we've been working together ever since. So JNS Landscaping is the name of the business. John and Melissa are fantastic people. They work their butts off, and they do a great job. They did Swami. For Mother's Day, I gave her, she had 18 bushes and hedges that needed to be trimmed and sculpted. So for Mother's Day, I sent John over, and he took care of that, and she was thrilled.
Oh, that's great.
Because that was a really big project, and neither one of them needs to be out there when the weather's hot doing that kind of stuff. So if you need somebody who really does a great job at a reasonable price, JNS 202-8760. Jeannie.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I am very happy, thanks to McDonald and Hagen. I just wanted to call in and let people know that you're not just shooting them a line when you say that about Brant.
Mr. Right on the Money?
Yes, you're telling the truth. We just left there, and my mother and I are extremely happy about what money has been made with our little bit of money.
Well, you know, when I sent the Swami, they were getting killed by their last guy. Uh-huh. And she had heard you on the show, and I said, yes, call him. And she became a client, and... Like I said, you know, when you have questions, look, some of the reason the market went down today was just out of fear, people not being sure. Mm-hmm. And I would suspect some of that is from your day home at home trader or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. Oh, this is making me nervous, so I'll get out. It's great to have somebody a phone call away who can answer these questions.
Jeannie, that's great. And I think this is who I was referring to. I met her as I was walking out the door, and it was hilarious because she says, no, you better go. You got to get to the studio. And I sort of hated it because, whenever someone is there like that, I like to be able to stay for a while and chat. But thanks so much.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
One of these nights and join us at Baumhauer's, okay? Bring
my... Oh, hey, I'll do that tomorrow night, and thank you so much for all my money.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys have a good evening. Bye-bye.
How can it get any better than that call for the rest
of
the afternoon?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what is really refreshing, because the thing is, a lot of what we do is really just attention to detail and service. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I truly believe that our entire team really, really cares about people.
Oh.
And if they do exactly what we ask them to do, go through the process, because we don't start off talking about investing necessarily. It's really about getting to know them, what's the situation, understanding the client and every single thing about that's going on in their life, building the plan, and the last step we take is implementing the plan, and you just stick with it. Don't jerk the money around. Don't get unnerved and then say, get me out, or, mm-hmm. you know, in the last 6 months, we've only made 2% or something like it's a process. Mm-hmm. And those clients, who's the vast majority of our clients who do that, are really quite happy, we think.
Well, it's a pleasure to work. I've learned so much. And of course, I've said this 1,000 times too. If I'd only known Brant 30 years ago, he wouldn't be on my show. He'd be visiting me at my island.
Greg's World.
Pirate Radio, doing something fun. This is fun, don't get me wrong. This isn't work either. I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea. The good news this afternoon, Peter Stroke escorted from the FBI building by his peers. That has to be a little humbling. He was probably terminated. They had demoted him to the HR department where he couldn't really do any damage. As we're learning in this IG report, I think the guy, I would love to see him, Page, Hillary, all of them charged with sedition for trying to undo the results of a duly elected president, whether you like him or not. You would be screaming if it happened to your person. 17 minutes after 5, before we go to this amazing local news, Walmart's in Tallahassee and Millbrook have had a really bizarre day. Another quick recommendation for Montgomery Eye. Don't forget LASIK. They keep bringing the cost down. The experience continues to grow and the technology continues to advance, and it's all a benefit to you. It doesn't cost you a penny to find out if your vision situation can be corrected through LASIK. So call Montgomery Eye at 272-2020. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor, and that doesn't cost you anything. It's simply a step that has to be taken so you know whether LASIK is an option for you or not. Unfortunately for me, it wasn't, or I wouldn't be wearing glasses right now, trust me. But we did have a listener not long ago call up, and you could still tell his voice was filled with amazement, what it was like to open his eyes and get used to seeing everything without assistance. The only problem he has is trying to break the habit of reaching for glasses when he doesn't need them. So it may work for you. 272-2020 or visit this web address, online, MEP.com. Now check this news out.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A shooting at the Walmart in Tallahassee has left 3 people dead. Authorities say it appears to be a murder-suicide. Authorities say a man crashed his car into another car with 2 women inside in the parking lot. He then got out and fired shots into the car, killing the women before turning the gun on himself. 3 people have been arrested after a theft and a high-speed chase in Millbrook. Authorities say 3 men stole electronics from Walmart, then fled the scene at a high rate of speed along I-65 South. They later lost control of the car they were driving and were taken into custody. Alabama Power is leaving the Business Council of Alabama in a disagreement over its leadership and other issues. The Business Council released a letter in response to Alabama Power's move, saying the utility hasn't been a member since April because of non-payment of dues. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Buddy Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things to tell you about here. South Union, right at I-85, there is an accident there. We also have one on Decatur Street, right where Carter Hill comes in to Decatur Street. We also have one Southview at Woodley and Halcyon Point at Halcyon Summit. So use caution in all those areas. As far as the interstate systems, they're looking pretty good. Don't see anything so far. The Boulevard looking pretty decent, and it looks like Atlanta Highway may be a little busy up around the intersection of Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway. So other than that, everything's okay. When you're in an accident, lots of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are deep into the summertime muggies, even though the official first day of summer begins on Thursday. The risk of an isolated shower or thunder shower will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for triple-digit heat indices again, with a high temperature around 93, scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday afternoon and into the evening, with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes, radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, current conditions, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again,
It's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hey, I just got a text from my friend Marianne. Apparently, when I was directing you to the local news about bad days at Walmart, I said Tallahassee and not Tallahassee. So, like any responsible broadcaster...
Sorry!
And I'll play my song.
You are an idiot!
Didn't finish college.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
The President of the United States.
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade. Putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families. Keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Luke Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Luke Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give a gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyluquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier Luke Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyluquire.com. On Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In our never-ending obligation to fairness, we agreed to play this for those who were offended by the replay of the miracle win in the 2013 Iron Bowl. So here you go.
Clemson held Alabama to 258 yards, but Alabama was
I'll talk through it.
And Alabama gets the win. 24-6.
24-6? I forgot that they weren't even really in the game. Kind of weird how that worked out, isn't it? That you guys won the Iron Bowl, which, you know, even Bob Baumhauer says one team could be 10-0 and the other could be 0-10, but it doesn't matter. When it's the Iron Bowl, it's all bets are off.
I'm sure a lot of my Auburn buddies would disagree, but listen, be honest. I mean, last year was a great, great year of football. Auburn had a tremendous year, I thought. I mean, we beat Alabama, beat Georgia. Granted, it was at home. It's a lot easier to win at home than it is on the road, which is what we're going to be dealing with this year.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Auburn ran out of gas. They get beat by a very great Georgia team, and Alabama and Georgia wind up in it. But look at what Saban did. I mean, this is probably the greatest head college football coach ever. He's got to be up there with...
What's he got, five titles?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got five, and I think maybe he's going to want to hang around to have a few more than Bear.
And for him to put Tua in like he did... That's a head coach. Genius. That's the CEO, mm-hmm. and that's what makes Saban Saban. And that throw that guy. I mean, and I like that kid. That's a who wouldn't want to pull for that guy, even though he plays for Alabama and we're Auburn people. He's going to be a good ambassador for the program. He's a great athlete, and he threw that ball. What was it? Almost 50 yards on a rope.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Let's talk about the business of the NFL, because one of the things that made last year so great, even though Auburn stumbled a little bit at the very beginning of the season, who cared about the NFL last year? They seem to be hell-bent for leather on putting themselves out of business. By the way, article today, ESPN's viewership for SportsCenter is at its lowest ever. Less than 200,000 people tuning in SportsCenter. That's pathetic.
Well, it's pretty obvious, and it's really...
Because they choose to go political.
They're confusing themselves. They are in entertainment. That's their job. They're entertainers.
Yeah, that's kind of why we like sports.
It's not supposed to be about politics.
When you've had a long, hard day or week at the office, you, football, baseball, that's my thing. That's the escape.
Yeah.
And when they politicize it, unfortunately, baseball has managed to stay out of that.
Thank the Lord.
Without having to issue mandates and yada, yada. But the NFL comes up with this. Well, here's how we'll fix the problem. We're going to give the players $100 million to give to causes that are important to them. Really? And some of the organizations that are on that list are about as far left as it gets. And I don't think that's going to solve the real problem, which is you pissed off people who said, screw you, NFL, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I am not coming back. Screw you, ESPN. If it's okay for your reporter to call the president a white supremacist, which is a joke, when there's taped evidence, this is Jesse Jackson has been irrelevant for a long time, but there's a tape of Jesse from 1997 giving Donald Trump, businessman, an award for his inclusionary hiring practices.
Mm-hmm.
He got a big ovation from the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now that he's president, well, and it's okay. And no, of course, nobody's going to ask Jesse, wait a minute. We have a video here of you giving him, what was that all about? What's changed since then?
All right.
He did it because it was the right thing to do.
Uh-huh.
I think that's really what's in his heart. And because he's a guy that, you know, yes, he had a pretty good start in life with the money he began with, but he still built it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also had some stumbles along the way, things that didn't work out. Atlantic City comes to mind, among
mm-hmm.
others.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that have, you know, had to use bankruptcy to reestablish success. That's a subject we don't talk about much. I've been through it a couple of times. I had 2 years ago after my first marriage. I just had no choice. And then I did a reorganization in the 90s because the radio business was changing. I had a note on my house at 10 3/8, which is the best interest rate you could get in 1990.
Uh-huh.
10 years previous to that, I closed on a house at 17%. I could have put it on my frickin' Visa card if the credit limit was and gotten the same deal. So these are all things, but one thing I wanted to point out to folks, there was an article, I'll try and look up the specific details. It was in our morning prep service. The retirement plan of many millennials is inheritance.
That is very true.
Now, A, you don't know, unless you've got some kind of an evil plan, you don't know how long it may take for that inheritance to happen. And B, that more than any other time is the time to pick up the phone and talk to somebody like Brandt, because it can go awfully quickly if you make bad decisions.
Well, let me tell you.
And I did that too.
I'll tell you something interesting about that. Every single major organization like that's in the business I'm in, this is the number one topic. It's the wealth transfer that's taking place and is picking up steam. And here's what's so significant, because the people who are inheriting this money are perfectly comfortable dealing with a computer or a phone or social media types of stuff, robo-advising, artificial intelligence. Mm. They're perfectly comfortable with that. It's not so for them, it's not so much about relationships like it was with their parents, who happened to be our clients. You know,
right.
And so we are investing in technologies, and we're taking this very serious at our firm, for example, because a lot of the younger generation is going to begin to inherit our clients' wealth over the next 5 to 10 years. And
when we come back, I found the story I was referring. 5 mistakes that people make when they come into money. We'll give you what people do, and you can tell us the right way when we come back.
Absolutely.
Now, I've been able to give Brandt some solid advice on outdoor maintenance and who to call for that. Have you been to Infusion yet?
I have not.
I mean,
I'm sorry to say, and I hope Darren's not listening.
No, it's, look, I know you've got a frickin' busy schedule, and I know that you take great care of yourself. This man, he's the Dick Clark of financial advisors. He's the perpetual teenager, and I'm not blowing smoke here. I mean, golly gee, Brandt, but the treatments they offer at Infusion to help you get through the long, hot summer days, to help you just feel better, to make sure that you're balanced, because when you're as busy as you are, sometimes you may not eat right for a while, whatever. There's a lot of social functions to attend. You may have an ache and pain because you work out. Just like Rich, I'm trying to get in. You know, he loves Infusion. We both do the IVs. See, I was there... We went one Saturday morning. We've done the cryotherapy. Love that. I'm going tomorrow at 2:20 for 3 minutes in the chamber, because that's just a great boost, especially when it's this wickedly hot. But the laser therapy for just a chronically painful, like a knee or something, like, oh, my God, it's amazing. I don't know how I did it. Oh, I know how I did it. I fell walking up the stairs. Not even the stairs, the ramp out and back. Well, I was carrying my bag, and I fell awkwardly, and I jammed my left shoulder really bad. I could barely reach for the phone to put it on the air. One treatment, 15 minutes in the chair, you don't feel a thing. But this laser is directing your blood into that area where the wound is, and the next day I had full range of motion. One day. Same thing with Jay. Emily's tried it. These things work. So I urge you or anybody listening, if you want that extra boost to get you through the day. And by the way, the IV therapy, where the vitamins go directly in, because your digestive system does not allow all the vitamins to be absorbed. They have six different types, they call them cocktails, that you can take depending on what you want to achieve, whether it's weight loss, energy boost, better skin tone. There's all kinds of options on the table. I do something called the Myers cocktail, which kind of addresses it all. So look into it. Call Infusion. They're open for another 24 minutes at 296-1662. Or if you'd just like to learn more about these, this is not voodoo medicine. This is science. Science. Stuff that used to be available only to really wealthy people not that long ago, and now very affordably priced and available to you only at Infusion. Right across from the Baptist East Emergency Room, number again, 296-1662. James, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless America.
Yes.
I just want to, you know, Donald Trump is a grown man. He can take care of himself. People call him bad names, so forth. But, you know, guilt by association, I'm fed up with people calling everybody that voted for Donald Trump or people that agree with Donald Trump. I'm tired of being called a deplorable, bloodthirsty Nazi.
Keep in mind, I'm quoting here from the Inspector General's report, one of the unnamed FBI agents referring to the Ohio Trump voters as retarded, quote unquote.
Right.
First of all, that agent should have been fired immediately when that was learned.
I've been in the movie industry since 89. And I've met some of the greatest people in the world, and I've met some of the people I wouldn't give you a nickel for. Whoopi Goldberg's one of them.
Yeah.
And for them to sit back and to call me names, and I take this personal. This is a personal insult to me. They're talking about me now because I did something, my constitutional right to vote for somebody. And I did not vote for Hillary Clinton because of Bill Clinton. I voted for Donald Trump. I did not vote for Hillary Clinton. And I'm a deplorable, bloodthirsty Nazi. And I want to put children in concentration camps.
I know. And it's obscene. The media is treasonously biased.
Well,
I got to run because we got to take our bottom of the hour break, and I appreciate everything you had to say, and we've been over it 1,000 times. The bottom line is, right now, more people are satisfied with the direction of the country, according to Gallup, than they've been in a long, long, long time. Trump's approval rating exceeds Reagan's, JFK's, Obama's at the same point in their presidencies. That's what matters. The media is just kicking up dust. Ignore them. 538, traffic and weather together, and then we're back with Brant McDonald. We're going to talk about the five biggest mistakes people make with money. Keep listening. You may learn something that could save you a few bucks.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident at the 16-mile marker on 85 northbound. That is haunted highway territory, and it's got traffic backed up pretty good, probably for a mile or so. That's going to be in the normal area where we have accidents in that vicinity, so be careful there. It's right, looks like right at one of the little bridges over one of the creeks there, so be careful up there on 85 northbound at mile marker 16. Everything else looking pretty decent as we go around the area. We are seeing a little bit of rush hour traffic now on 85 southbound from just around South Union down to the interchange, and also on some of the on and off ramps from the boulevard onto 85. You can shop indoors at Reinhardt Toyota and stay out of the weather. The showroom is huge and stocked with Toyotas. Reinhardt Toyota, their family serving yours. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. We are deep into the summertime muggies, even though the official first day of summer begins on Thursday. The risk of an isolated shower or thunder shower will fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for triple-digit heat indices again, with a high temperature around 93. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday afternoon and into the evening, with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, current conditions, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
By the way, briefly, I just want to touch on something I meant to say in the first hour of the show. I was listening to Barron, so I could be inspired by some of the material he was covering on his show this morning. And I totally don't blame him for going off on people that are questioning the size of his family. For God's sake, the one thing this country could use is an explosion of birth from good families that it can take care of kids and educate them and raise right, as we hear here in the South. Doesn't matter what color, what ethnicity, that's not the point. I just know so many people from my generation, and especially women, who got sold the whole thing about you gotta have a job or you're not doing something to contribute to society. And that's what they did. And what they ended up doing was get to their 40s or 50s and, well, I want to have a child. And then it's too late, because there's a reason why nature kind of has it timed out.
Mm-hmm.
You have children when you have the energy to keep up with them so you can give them the attention they need and so forth. And Bear, I don't know if you're listening or not, but I got to tell you, I'm 100% for you, and I hope you have 15 kids or more, if that's what you guys want to do, because the world will be a lot better off with a lot of Colemans and McDonald's and people who come from that. Now, I did a good job with one, but God knew what I could handle.
Sure.
By the way, I don't
know. We've done a good job, and we have six, and I still don't.
Good for you. See, that makes me feel better about the future. But
well, they're all going to be taking care of me.
That's, I don't know if you.
There it is.
There's the old man walking the daughter, and that was my Father's Day, April 7th of this year. that was the happiest day of my life, without question. Without question. It can't be any better than it was that day.
Uh-huh.
And we have the legal eagle and local heartthrob of the River Region. That would be Chad.
You know, just to show you the hype this morning, I read this headline on CNBC. All gains from this year wiped out this morning.
Oh.
And I'm like, not mine.
That's right. I mean,
well,
you know, so by the way, I think large families are great. And if you want to know what happens when the country stops populating with children, take a look at Western Europe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was.
It's a critical problem. That's why they imported so many people, you know, from Islamic nations and so forth. They didn't have any workers. And when you do that, it can't help but transform your culture into something that you may not like or may not agree with. And the United States has a decreasing birth rate too. So, and Brent, you can explain this. Just go look at the number of people who were working to support Social Security back when it was created in the 30s as compared to the number of people that have to work to support it now.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's also, you look at Japan, at the fiscal issues they've had. I mean, they have a substantially declining population. I agree with you. I mean,
the graying of Japan is a huge story. And if people, and it's always amazing to me when I hear population control experts talk about how we need to decrease the number of children they were having. And I'm like, look at every country that has done that. It's killing them.
Right.
It's killing them. You have to have replacement workers. You have to have, you know, if you want to maintain your culture. You know, isn't it kind of funny that only the United States is not allowed to maintain its culture? But if you're from a Central American country, we got to respect your culture, which I do. If you're from France or in a European country, if you're from an Islamic country, we have to respect your culture. But, you know, the United States has its own unique culture and identity.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. And in order to maintain that, and in order to maintain, you know, an adequate, I think you have to have like 2.5 to 3 children per family in order to maintain, just to maintain what is required, you know, in terms of workers to support an economy.
Well, you know? I feel that the pendulum is reversing. Chad, we got to run. We're almost out.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for the call. That motherhood is again being embraced for being the most important job on the planet,
right.
You know, and not some demeaning thing, which is really the message from the 70s, from dolls like Bella Abzug and others, and of course, with all the full help of the left-wing media.
Mm-hmm.
Quick rundown on here. Again, if you want to talk to Brandt about putting together a plan for the money you work so hard to make, or you've got something pending that you want to discuss, 387-0094. 5 mistakes people make when they come into money. And we've had, you know, a number of people who have written or say, I just inherited something, I want to talk to Brandt, so I turn right over to you. Before you do anything, mindless spending is an obvious number one, because suddenly you've got this pile of cash and we could use a much bigger TV, or I could not just pay off what we're driving but buy something really new.
Oh yeah.
Before you know it, it's gone. To me, it's having something to fall back on that matters. But number two, not getting help from a financial planner is number two on the mistakes people make when they come into money. You got one right here. Bus's butt. This is the guy. So don't make that mistake. He's not going to try and take it from you. He's just going to help you make smart moves with it. Again, I'm ashamed. I haven't really discussed that part of my life with you, and we don't have time now.
Well,
but I got a pretty nice piece of change from my dad, and I'm ashamed of how I managed that. But I didn't ask for help. You know, I was in a panicky point in my life.
I get it. Well, let's face it. When it comes to money, the number one things that drives people, we call it behavioral finance. It's emotions, you know. Greed and fear always do that. And there's one point on here about, I'm not going to do anything because I'm too scared, you know, or I'm scared I'm going to lose it or whatever. That's why the thing about a financial planner or a team like that is that you remove the emotions. That's the smart step to take is if you can find a fiduciary, someone who's going to look out for your best interest, they can be the emotional side of it. They take that off of you to do the right thing. Because otherwise, and I have been through all of these. People come into a lot of money unexpectedly. They come in, we do the plan, everything is great. 2 months goes by, I want to get $50,000, I'm going to buy this incredible boat. Or, you know, and we're like, that's not really part of the plan.
Yeah.
You're beginning the process of blowing yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's that, that thing. You know, hey, it's nice to have a boat when you're ready to have a boat.
Yeah.
I got a boat in the 80s when it wasn't a ridiculous expenditure for me. I used it, but like every other financial move I made, check this out. I bought in with a buddy. $3,000 apiece for a nice boat. This thing went 70 miles an hour over the water in Biscayne Bay. And it was great. I used it four times. That's $750 per use, plus the cost of gas and everything else.
Insurance.
And then we found out that the hull had to be completely refurbished and repainted for about what it cost to buy the damn thing to begin with. So we ended up giving it to a guy, let him deal with the expense. We weren't really using it enough to plus the monthly storage fee, too.
That's it.
So
I'm with you on that with the boat. I've had a boat, and it's you're right. The storage, all your friends want to use it. You don't have the heart to say no. You come back to use it yourself. There's no gas in it. There's peanut butter and jellies in there from a week smeared in the floorboard. It's just, you know, this is boat life.
Yeah.
And they're fun,
the
but
other,
you're right.
The other three things on this list of the five mistakes people make when they come into my, keep in mind, number two, not getting help from a financial planner, making big decisions too quickly, like, gee, I need a $50,000 boat. Number four, taking too long to make decisions. And one of the ways to eliminate that doubt factor, and that's why people take time because they're not sure, is to talk to a financial planner. And then finally, trying to be the hero and paying for everybody, friends, relatives, charities, even your own kids. It's all about taking a step back with guidance and making reasoned decisions. And you can still accomplish the things you want to do, help people you want to help. But most of all, make sure that you're taking care of yourself first.
Right.
Because you're not good to too many others if you haven't done that. Brent, we always say this every time you come in. We got to do this more often.
I know it.
So let's. We didn't even get a chance to talk about our Boom columns this month.
Yeah, I know it.
You can read Brent in Boom Magazine every month. And the young man that I've met from here when we've been at the hospice.
Yeah, Jason.
Jason. He's a good kid.
Oh, Jason's great. He really is. We love having Jason.
Anytime you want to send him over for a little radio time, he's good guy to have around.
Mm-hmm.
Raised right. That's kind of how I see the people that come to work for Brent McDonald, too. It's a wonderful consistency and esprit de corps in that office of yours. The number for that office is 387-0094, and let me play the disclaimer before we go to traffic and wrap up the afternoon.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald's and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. 85 northbound at 16 mile marker. Traffic backed up to about the 15 to 14 mile marker up around Waugh. It looks like you could still get on Highway 80 there at Waugh and go around this accident if you need to get north of where the accident is. It's right on one of the little bridges across one of the little creeks there on 85 northbound where we always have accidents on the haunted highway. As we come back toward town, looks like all that stuff that we had for rush hour is gone. There is one accident on North Boulevard
just as you come across the river bridge, headed for the ramp to 65 northbound. Doesn't have traffic backed up real bad yet, but it is kind of bad right around where you come off of 65 northbound to go on to North Boulevard. So be very careful there. Dodge Produce brings the Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you, and they whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream, too. Dodge Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to the Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SE Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SE Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SE Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SE Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SE Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the River Region. Leave it to SE Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SE Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at serugs.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, hopefully your favorite jewelry store in Montgomery, Alabama, now located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Hey, let's talk about repairs, jewelry repair, keeping our jewelry looking brand new and stuff like that.